This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career, save your business, save your health, save your relationships, save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation. I show them how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. You can get your do-over started fast with a solid foundation by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. And that's yours for free at freedoover.com. Okay, got a lot of great feedback from last episode. And, you know, it came quite unexpectedly. It just seemed like a normal show to me. I mean, I will typically get a half dozen emails or so from every episode. And then, you know, some episodes, I mean, they literally open up the floodgates. And last episode was one of those. And so thank you. Just thank you for sharing with me how this continues to impact your lives. I mean, after more than 50 shows, coming up with fresh ideas for new shows, I mean, it gets kind of challenging every once in a while. So just again, thank you for letting me know that you're getting something out of them. And, you know, after this little hiatus that I took recently, the last show, I mean, it could have literally been 2 to 3 times longer than it was, given all the different experiences I had during that time period. I mean, experiences that confirmed to me that I'm doing the right things. I'm making a difference. And it's a pretty amazing feeling, since hosting a podcast and being a success coach and writing a book, I mean, it was never really in the cards for me. I mean, that's not what I envisioned myself doing with most of my time. When I think about how just 9 years ago I was flat broke, bagging groceries, seriously depressed, thinking I was sentenced to a life of mediocrity at best. I mean, I had thoughts going through my head of I could always move back in with my mom. Not a real empowering thought, and certainly not living life to the fullest. I love my mom, but, you know, I'm 35 years old at the time, and that's probably not what I envisioned for myself either. You know, for a while there, I mean, I had really seriously given up. And it was really just in a single moment, though. It was in a single moment, in an absolute instant, where a lady walking through my checkout line opened up her wallet to pay for her groceries, and out fell her ATM receipt. And I snuck a glance and I saw the $256,000 bank balance on that receipt. And that just really resonated with me, because it was the exact amount of the most cash I had ever had in the bank at one time. And it had been just a few years previous. It wasn't even that long ago when that bank balance was actually mine. And I remember it, I mean, like it was yesterday. It was just, it felt like another power speaking to me. And so It was such a moving experience. I had to dismiss myself from my checkout stand. I said, boss, I'm taking a break. And I went out to my car and I rolled up the windows and I put my head on the steering wheel and tears running down my face. And I just got to the point where I'd had it. I was over it. I was done. I had decided in that exact moment that I was so much more than what I was demonstrating. I had made a decision that I was going to alter my life forever. I decided I would never settle for less than I could be. And I had no idea what that looked like. And I really had no idea that that decision would lead me to where I am today, inspiring others to do the same, inspiring others to pick themselves up after they've been knocked down. It's an awesome feeling. So again, thank you for sharing your stories and experiences with me. I mean, it makes this all worth it. And during my hiatus, I was able to meet one of you in person. And I love it when that happens. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And that person was Miss Lily Nuno. And she had invited me via email to be on her news program, the Crown City News, right here in Pasadena, to discuss my book. And it was a very refreshing email, and I was actually pretty excited about it. I mean, she had shared with me how she was a podcast listener, and she thought discussing my book and the cause around the book that I've created would make a great segment. So I happily accepted her invitation. I was thinking how awesome it was going to be to get some TV publicity for the book and the cause. But you know, when I got there, that's when the real gift was given to me. That's when the real blessing fell upon me. And that gift was Lily sharing with me how this podcast has changed her life. She shared with me that she had left a solid position in advertising, a very solid and stable job. And then just one day, she just decided to go pursue her passion. She decided she didn't want to do that anymore, and she quit. She walked away without having anything else in place. And she went on to pursue her passion in TV production. And after meeting her and hearing the story, I mean, I was really moved. And then some of her coworkers had come up and they had talked to me and said, oh, so you're the guy. You're the guy that told her to go leave her job. And I was like, no, I never told her to do that. I don't know what happened, but it was kind of funny and it was all in fun. And thank God, I mean, she landed on her feet. I mean, she took this huge leap of faith and she landed safely and securely on her feet. And that really just blew me away. I was seriously moved. And I guess I'm just becoming a more and more of an emotional guy as I get older, because the tears welled up and all because I was thinking, how could an average guy like me, who just 9 years ago was bagging groceries, working for peanuts, how could someone like me inspire someone like Lily to find the confidence within herself to go and quit a solid job in a very uncertain economy, nonetheless, to go pursue her dream of becoming a TV producer? And then actually do it and succeed. Amazing. Well, the answer is simple. And I discussed it on the last episode as well. I've simply learned to embrace and implement the concept of focused energy. And obviously Lily did as well. And I've set a good enough example to inspire others to harness that energy. And most people are just, they're completely unaware of their potential and what they're capable of if they were just to focus all of their energy and resources on a single area of their lives. I mean, focus, we talked about this. Focus, it cuts like a laser beam. It can burn through steel if it's focused enough. And when that type of focus is placed consistently on a single area of your life, you will think differently. You will think more creatively. You will take actions correlate to those newly inspired thoughts. You'll develop unique distinctions on how to improve and how to advance your cause. Distinctions that would have never been revealed to you while your focus was dispersed. And the more I travel my road, the more I'm on the road to of my do-over, the more that I witness others travel theirs, the more I notice how few of us ever achieve what we really want out of life because we never direct our focus on it. I mean, most people just kind of dabble in many things and never make a conscious decision to master any one area. And, you know, if forced to answer the question, what do you want to do with your life? Most people know exactly what they want to do. They have a pretty solid idea on what to do to get it. But most people simply just fail to do what they know. They know what to do. They just don't do what they know. And this is what most of my success coaching consists of. It's taking what people already know about their dreams and their wants and their desires, then adding what's missing, and then put it all together in an actionable daily schedule. And then it's just a matter of following that schedule, collecting the feedback along the way, and then altering the course and making modifications to the approach as necessary until you get there. I mean, I'm working with an individual right now, David, and we're going through this exact process. But David has a really strong general idea of what he wants to do, but he's really lacking in the specific thing that he wants to do. His energy, his focus is a little bit dispersed. He's lacking focus. And in our, in our first week together, we've been narrowing his focus so as to create his roadmap to the destination that he wants. And I haven't had to do this for a while, to go back so far and start from square one, but it's been a good exercise for me too. I mean, coaching him through this process as I'm personally being forced to cover some things that I guess I've just kind of taken for granted. And it's caused me to think back during that period when I was bagging groceries and I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what my plan B was, how I was going to recreate the type of lifestyle that I'd created for myself in the music industry. I created a great lifestyle for myself. I didn't have a plan B. I didn't know what else there was to do. So today, if you're not getting what you want out of life, or if you're not getting as much as you want out of life, let's go back to square one together, okay? And let's look at three principles that should be addressed to create lasting change, to create a do-over that lasts, and one that is ideally your last and final do-over. So you never have to say, I need a do-over again. That makes sense? So we want that lasting results. And what I mean is that we've all tried something new before, right? Not to mention starting a new life or starting a new career or starting a new relationship or, you know, starting over developing your body or getting back in shape, whatever it may be. In the beginning, you typically experience some good and promising results, right? You're all jazzed about it. You're excited. It's new. But then over time, maybe a short period of time even, the results, they have a tendency to peak and then start to dissipate, ultimately leading to, you know, just disappointment. And after a few experiences like this, it creates a subconscious pattern or a subconscious, I guess, recording in your mind or just in your being. I mean, most develop a fear of taking action because they begin to believe that their results will be temporary. So let's make a conscious decision to make the next endeavor that we take on to create lasting results, and specifically results that you can build on. And that you can keep advancing your position, advancing your cause, and building on your dreams, and building it bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm going to break it down into steps. Everyone likes the step-by-step approach. I hear that all the time. So we'll do it step-by-step. And so we'll leave nothing to chance, okay? So step one, elevate your values. Elevate your values. Creating lasting results when starting something new should begin by, you know, raising your standards or elevating your values is what I like to call it. Moving from grocery bagger to real estate investor began by first, tears, not a requirement though, but typically it's a sign that you're really ready to take on your life and do something about it. So if tears is the beginning for you, look on the bright side, that's where most of the turnarounds begin, is once you hit that point. That transition for me, it began by making a list of everything in my life that I was no longer willing to accept. I was no longer willing to tolerate. I decided that making excuses, complaining about how unfair life is. I decided that beating myself up, and I decided that living paycheck to paycheck was not a life that I would lead. It's not a life that would lead me to any sort of fulfillment or happiness. It was not a life that was going to be for me. That didn't work for me. I was done with it. I completed that list and I declared that. I declared that, hey, enough is enough. I'm better than this. I'm capable of more. No one is going to rescue me. No one is going to come along and do it for me. I have to do it. If it's to be, it's up to me. And I took a stand for my own life. So that's step one. You've got to elevate your values or increase your standards, raise your standards. There's got to be a line in the sand. You know, on one side, you have what's acceptable for you. And on the other, you have what's not acceptable. One side, this works for me. On this side, this doesn't work for me. Okay? You got to make that decision. You got to make that declaration. And it just starts with a list. Create a list of everything you're not willing to accept anymore in your life. Elevate your values. Step two, you got to monitor your thoughts and beliefs. Monitor your thoughts and beliefs. Now, if you've raised your standards, if you've elevated your values, but you lack the belief that it's actually going to work out, it's probably not going to work out. I mean, that famous quote, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. Pretty much a cliche these days, but it's right on the money. Actually, unless you can harbor the right thoughts and beliefs, it is unlikely that you'll even try. How many times have you had a great idea, but you didn't have the belief behind it, so you didn't even try? You dismissed it. Or if you did try, you didn't try very long, right? And your thoughts and beliefs are required for lasting results. You know, I read a quote on Facebook this morning. Everyone's posting those little inspiring little signs now. And it said something along the lines of, it's impossible for someone to make you happy, so don't let them make you sad. Something like that. I think that was it, but that was the gist. And what that really says is, you're in control of your own thoughts. You're in control of your own emotions. You're in control of your own beliefs. No one can give them to you. No one can take them from you. You must become the master of your thoughts, and you must become the master with absolute intent. Okay? You want to monitor your thoughts and beliefs, and you want to master them. They are yours. No one can give them to you. No one can take them from you. They are yours for the making. So if you know they're that powerful in your do-over, you might as well make good ones. Make sense? Step three, alter your approach. Okay? Alter your approach. You know, obviously, if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. I think I've said that countless times on this show, as it is very true. I mean, if you want something you don't currently have, obviously doing more of what you're doing is likely not going to, it's not going to get it for you. So by first elevating your values and becoming the master of your thoughts and beliefs, the big question is, now what? Right? I mean, the movie, The Secret, remember the movie, The Secret, The Law of Attraction? They had the right idea, but they left you hanging at the end, didn't they? I mean, the right thoughts alone are not going to get you to where you want to be. So this is where I am with David at the moment. I mean, I have him out searching. I have him out researching for people that have the life he wants. Who out there is doing what you want to do? Who's out there that has what you want to have? And I also have him out there seeking out communities and groups or meetings with similar interests. I talk about it all the time, meetup.com. I love that website. It's a great place to go and meet like-minded people. Your environment is so important, and the people that you surround yourself with, even more important. And I mean, if you need to alter your approach, then it just makes sense to alter it to that of a person who has what you want's approach. Make sense? You got to change it anyway, because what you're doing right now ain't working. So you got to change it to something else. So if you're going to change it to something else, go identify who's doing what you want, who has what you want, and do what they're doing. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But it's a good start, and it's better than doing what you're doing right now. Make sense? You're going to want to seek out either a role model or a mentor or a coach. And as I've always said, pay one if you must. It's that important. This is your life. Where are you squandering money on other areas of life that isn't serving you? Well, I should say it's that important, but it's that important if you want to create lasting change in your life faster and with less stress. And I do this all the time. I've spoken of my real estate mentor, or mentors, actually. But more recently, as I'm aspiring to create a secondary stream of income online, which I'm probably starting to beat that horse into the ground, but I went out to find a mentor or a coach. Because there was absolutely nobody in my life that even had a remote interest or connection to internet business. I mean, most people in my life still feel like if you're doing business on the internet, it's something, profane. People, there's a lot of people that still have no idea that there's legitimate business being conducted on the internet. And so I went out and I sought out Jay and Sterling of Internet Business from A2Z.com. And I paid for their course and I paid for their coaching. I followed the steps and I followed the course that they recommended. Or to fit with this exercise, I altered my approach to that of theirs, and I got the result. You see, the same actions performed in a certain way will produce the same results. Oh, and don't stop there. I mean, I've done this several times too. It's very possible that you may outgrow your mentor or coach. In fact, I mean, if you're doing it right, you certainly will. At the very least, you're going to rise to the level of that coach. And then it's time to find someone new to model. I mean, the person who's producing results on that next level. You've traveled a certain distance. You've gotten to a certain point. Now you're ready to go to the next distance. And you want to get to that next point, that next level. And that's what I did. And I'm actually going to have him on the next show. I'm going to introduce you to him. But let's sum it up. To produce lasting results, first, establish what you refuse to tolerate any longer and elevate your values. Second, change your limiting beliefs. You must master your own beliefs and thoughts. And third, alter your approach. Find a role model, a mentor, or a coach and copy their approach or borrow it and modify it as you see fit. And keep altering it as you go along or modifying it until you get there. I mean, nothing happens until something moves. Taking action on these three steps is how to create lasting results in your do-over. It's your launching pad. Okay? Now you know. All there is to do now is do what you know. All right, that's it for today. God loves you, and so do I. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.